Today we have St. Matthew's account of the calling of the 12 apostles. The Lord had dozens and dozens of disciples, but he decided to choose 12 and call them apostles. The speculation for choosing 12 has to do with the 12 tribes of Israel in the Old Testament. The Lord wanted to show a continuity between the Old Covenant with the 12 tribes, which was the community of God, and the New Covenant, the people of God, the church that the Lord would establish upon the 12 apostles. So the Lord wanted to parallel the Old Testament, the Old Covenant, 12 tribes of Israel, and now he was choosing 12 apostles to be the pillars and the foundation of the church. The Lord gave these 12 apostles, it says in Scripture, authority. They had power from Christ, first to drive out evil spirits, to do exorcism. So he gave them really supernatural power over fallen angels. Imagine that. Men who are lower than the angels were given power over fallen angels. So the Lord, who did exorcisms, who drove out demons, who cast out Satan, gave these men authority to also perform exorcisms and cast out evil spirits. He also gave them the power to heal disease and sickness, it says. So he gave them power over the body to that they could say a prayer and God would work a miracle through their prayers and blessings and intercession. And we see this in the Acts of the Apostles when St. Peter, for example, and others, St. Paul would later on be able to, God would work miracles through their prayers, blessings, and intercession. Now the Lord chose these 12. Now the first one is always Simon. He's mentioned more than all the other apostles put together in the New Testament. He's mentioned about 190 times in the New Testament. And he, of course, became Peter, St. Peter. Simon, the name means reed. His name was changed into Kephas, meaning rock. And he would be the rock upon which Christ would build the church. Now, in the 12 apostles, there's two sets of brothers, Peter and Andrew, and then James and John. The next one mentioned is Andrew. He was actually the first disciple called by Christ. And then Andrew got St. Peter, Simon his brother, to join the 12 apostles. And then Jesus chose him as well. And then the two sets of brothers, James and his brother John. The four of them were fishermen. James and John, Peter and Andrew, were ordinary fishermen that Christ chose. James and John were the sons of Zebedee. Jesus gave them the nickname the Sons of Thunder, perhaps because of their enthusiasm and their zeal. James would be the first apostle to be martyred. John would be the last apostle to die of love and advanced age. Then Philip is mentioned. He was the fourth one to meet the Lord. He was from the town of Bethsaida along the Sea of Galilee. And then Bartholomew, who was known as Nathanael. And the Lord perhaps appeared to Nathanael in a vision under the fig tree. Jesus said, I saw you under the fig tree. Perhaps Nathanael was praying for the Messiah, and Jesus somehow revealed himself to him, and he called Bartholomew, also known as Nathanael, to be an apostle. Then we have Thomas. We know him as Doubting Thomas. He often tended to be pessimistic. He said, I would not believe that the Lord has risen until I touch the nail wounds in his hands and in his side. And Thomas, of course, would eventually go to India and be martyred in India. Then we have Matthew, the tax collector, also known as Levi. He was certainly the most despised of all the men that the Lord chose to be an apostle. He was considered a traitor to the Jewish people by working for Rome as a tax collector. And yet, he became an apostle and eventually a great saint. And lastly, we have the last few apostles, James, the son of Alphaeus, called James the Younger or James the Lesser. And then we have Thaddeus, who was also called Jude, and he is the famous Saint Jude Thaddeus, the son of James. And he is called the patron saint of lost or abandoned or hopeless cases because he had the same name as the traitor Judas Iscariot. So oftentimes he was neglected or forgotten or confused with Judas Iscariot. Then you have Simon the Zealot, which indicates his great zeal and his nationalism. Some say that he belonged to the Zealot party, which is possible. And then lastly, Judas Iscariot, who betrayed the Lord, one of the 12. So here we have the Lord's handpicked 12 apostles. When we look at this list, we see that it's quite a motley crew, as they say. It's normal, ordinary people, not one scribe, not one Pharisee, not one Sadducee. They were ordinary men. Most of them were fishermen. Matthew was despised and hated as a tax collector. The others were just common laborers. And yet the Lord chooses the ordinary to do great things. And despite their weaknesses, despite even their sinfulness, the Lord chose them. Think of how many times St. Peter would fumble and deny the Lord, yet the Lord made him the head of the Catholic Church. He made him the first Pope, St. Peter. Think of the other apostles. They all ran away at the agony in the garden. They all ran away at the crucifixion except for John. He was the only one to stand there. One out of 12 was faithful, just John the Evangelist at the foot of the cross. So we see the Lord chooses deliberately the weak of the world to do his work. He chooses these sinful men, these weak men, these ordinary men to do great things for God and for the salvation of souls. And notice with the Lord's grace, these 11, Judas of course, betrayed the Lord and took his own life. But these 11 men became great saints. And we have churches named after them all over the world. And we think how the Lord used these 11 men because they were willing to follow Christ despite being so ordinary and despite being so weak. They said yes to God, and God made great saints out of them.